Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Olivia Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this great, great, magnificent Tuesday evening. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we're grateful. We don't take anything for granted. You know, so many times people just act like, you know, there's endearment. But you know what? There's none here. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. So we are so grateful. We thank God for our guest tonight, because God is doing a great thing, and he's connecting people, and he connected me with this great woman of God. But before we jump into the show, I want to thank each and every sponsor that have sown into this fertile ground. April Graphics is your one-stop shop for your graphics that you need. Photo shoots, if you need photo shoots. You saw my recent pictures on Facebook that was actually done by April Graphics. They are actually spelled APHOGRA, F as in Frank, X, and that same thing, infographics@gmail.com is their email. But if you actually go out to their Facebook page, you'll be able to see a lot of their work, a lot of the different things that they do. And I tell you, you will definitely be blessed. You will not be put to shame. We have Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington. She brings your custom ideas from an idea to a reality. And this month she has a special on pens and mugs. First 25 people, they're going to have no setup fee because you are an On Fire to Inspire listener. So I'm telling you, you want to go out there and grab that. So if you have a book of some sort, a business, anything, service, this would be a great, great thing to have available. She can get anything done for you. So not just the pens, the mugs. She can do cups, T-shirts, whatever it is that you need customized for your personal or business professional need. She can make sure she takes care of that for you. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is definitely your one-stop shop for your beauty and hair care needs. So Roz takes care of everything from natural hair to braids, quick weave, lashes, makeup, anything that you need that is dealing with makeup or beauty or hair, I'm telling you, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. And all of our sponsors are on Facebook and Instagram. Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. That's inspiredjewels4U.com, where you can get your $5 paparazzi jewelry sets, ladies and gentlemen. We have things for women and men. And then our newest sponsor for the month, we have Miss Shondell Andrea Jackson. She's newly releasing the book, The Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices. Their books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, and eBay. So I'm telling you, you want to go out and support this awesome woman of God. The title, again, is The Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life's Challenges and Life Struggles, and Challenges Through Choices. And she is really, really being a blessing to the ministry. The short thing that I want to read to you about the book, it says, every action, whether positive or negative, starts with a decision. Decisions can either make you or break you. So I'm going to leave it right there. Go out there and get your copy today on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, or eBay. Again, the title of that book is The Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices. And that's by Shondell Andrea Jackson. Thank you again for all of our sponsors. If you're interested in being a sponsor to the On Fire Inspire Network, you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. That is spelled out. And it's only $25 for the entire month. We will mention you on the show each and every week, as well as put you out there on our social media network. So it's definitely not about the money. It's about visibility and helping you bring your brand to life as well and give you more exposure. So thank you again, April Graphics, Unique Expression by Design, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, Inspired Jewels for You, Shondell, Andrea Jackson, Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Thank you to each and every one of you for sowing into this fertile ground each and every week. We truly, truly bless God for you and appreciate you. Well, guys, tonight's topic is extraordinary, not ordinary. So many people get stuck. You know, the Lord said it was time to move from existing and to live in the life he created you to live. And I say that all the time. And I just want you to understand that it's about a shifting of that mindset. But before we, you know, go in all deep, we're going to bring our guest on tonight. We're so grateful and thankful to God as he's bringing us some wonderful, wonderful people to the show. We have Miss Radrisha Russo. Welcome to the On Fire Inside Network. How are you?
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm so excited about this show this evening and just sharing the word with you all and inspiring all the listeners on this call.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. You could be doing so many other things, but you chose it to spend the time with us and share your gifts and talents and abilities, and for that we are totally grateful.
Thank you. Once again, thank you for having me. And I'm just so amazed at this topic that you're talking about, you know, about extraordinary and ordinary, and it's something that I just know all so well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm actually the program director of the Ordinary People Society, which is amazing while we're talking about this topic. And extraordinary, I know that that's something that you want to ask about. We have a creed that we say. My husband actually served 12 years incarcerated, almost 13 years, and he formed the Ordinary People Society. And in that, there's a creed that we say, and it goes like this. It says, we, you know, we're ordinary people helping ordinary people doing extraordinary things to the power of God. No will of our own, but all glory belongs to him. And what that means to us is that in us being ordinary and understanding how Jesus walked in his ordinary ways, he made us all extraordinary. And we learn something in being ordinary, in our humility, and learn through our trials, our tribulations, and our growth that he wants us to be extraordinary. But he does not want us to forget those who are still ordinary and leave them behind and help increase them and help their growth to become those extraordinary things of God that he promises in Jeremiah. See, he promised us a future and a hope. He didn't leave us out.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, you know, once we begin to help somebody else discover their potential and inspire them, then we become extraordinary in him.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. You better preach.
Amen. 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 Well, I don't even want to leave the show, because I tell you, I'm so full of what God is doing right now, because it's such a great season in his place and his time, that, you know, it's time to be real. It's time to be real, and it's time to be raw, because we go through things. We go through a lot of things. And in that ordinary process, sometimes we feel like we're being defeated. Sometimes we feel like we are not perfect. Sometimes we are shameful of the things that we've been through, but those blemishes and those scars are those very things that help us, like I said before, pull other people out. And it's a time and a season that I believe that God doesn't want us to hide those scars, that he wants us, and that's why he's given me an advocate spirit to advocate for those who feel like they are voiceless, because he didn't make us without a voice. He gave us a voice. Matter of fact, he left the Holy Spirit who blew breath into us. He left us the Comforter to be that voice, to help us, you know, to exemplify his love in the world. So, I'm just flabbergasted with the topic.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, one of the things I can't do is I can't take credit for the topic. The topic is all God.
Yeah.
When you know, people send their bios and things of that nature, I said, okay, God, what's our topic for today? And as I share with people all the time, On Fire and Inside is his show. I'm just a mouthpiece that he's choosing to use in this hour. So I'm so grateful
Amen.
That he's choosing me, and I'm grateful that he's put you on this platform tonight with us.
Amen, amen, amen. Like
amen.
I said, I'm so honored.
Amen, amen.
I'm so honored.
So you are the program director of, tell us again.
Yeah, so I'm the program director of the Ordinary People Society. My history actually goes back. I started ministry when I was 16 years old and ended up traveling internationally and working for World Vision. God landed me in Dothan, coming from Seattle to New York, from New York all the way to Dothan, to where they call a dry land. And ever since then, I've been serving under the umbrella of my husband's ministry, which is the Ordinary People Society. He is the brother of Reverend R. Sharpton, but his last name is Sharpton Glasgow. And so we fight for those who are disenfranchised. We fight for those who are homeless and hungry, and those who are formerly incarcerated, and now even more really standing in the gap to end this education to prison pipeline. And so that's what we are working on right now, and it's going across the nation. With ADHD Is It Me? And it has been a phenomenal experience, just helping parents and children that feel like they're in captivity of our educational system, feeling like they're – and so that's what we are aiming for right now, and also our Free to Vote campaign as well.
Okay. So you have a campaign that you're working on called ADHD Is It Me?
Yes, TOPS ADHD Isn't Me is an initiative that was birthed 2 years ago. Just long story short, I went through some trauma with my son, who is ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And at the time he went through it in kindergarten, I felt very frustrated and very irritated because I did not understand what was happening and why the schools couldn't work with him, not knowing that he had this diagnosis. And so my response was, of course, as a parent, to take him to the doctor and find out what's going on. And they ran the test on him. They came back and they said that he was highly active. He was on a scale to about 8.7, which the highest was, I believe, about 10. And in that, I kept fighting and I kept fighting. And I found myself very depressed because I couldn't figure out how to help him. Every day he was being kicked out. Every day he was being paddled, because we do have corporate punishment still here in Alabama. And I felt hopeless, knowing that my son could go to school and get spanked, but legally I couldn't spank him. And but one day, this is how extraordinary God is. One day I came in the house, he said, "Mom, let me show you something." And I asked him, I said, "What do you want to show me?" He said, "I want to show you what I can build." And I always complained about him touching my cups, any plastic cups, and he built a castle all the way to the ceiling with styrofoam cups. And at that moment, I looked at him and I cried. And I said, "There's something that I'm missing. I'm looking at all the things that everybody's saying. He's hyper. He doesn't listen. He doesn't focus." But I was not listening and paying attention to this extraordinary gift that God has given him. And at that moment, God told me, "Dresha, stop your tears. Don't worry. Stop being depressed, because this is how I crafted him." Now, once you begin to see the giftedness in him and the extraordinary gifts that are in him, then you'll be able to fight for him. And so at that moment, I said, "You know what? You're not the diagnosis. You're not ADHD. That's not you. ADHD isn't me. You're gifted." And so that's what this initiative is about. It's not just for children that are ADHD. It's for any child struggling with behavior issues, mental illness, anything, cerebral palsy. It could be a sickness that you're facing. God wants to show you and prove to you that he put something so precious in you that is too big for the world to even receive. And as we begin to do this and we begin to empower parents who feel like there's no hope, because, and guess what? Some of the teachers feel like there's no hope. But there is.
Yes.
There is hope. You don't have to be a scientist to be able to work with God's people. You don't have to have a whole bunch of degrees. All we have to have is understanding. And so that was birthed out of my son, Judah, 2 years ago. And we are making a difference all over the world in the schools.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I'm loving it. I love that, because I have not seen so many diagnoses of different forms of ADHD or autism, different things that you're seeing. You know, when we were growing up, you didn't see that to the magnitude that you're seeing now, if that makes sense.
That's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot of sense. And when you look at some of the people that are leaving, that have led this country or just made some significant impression in the world, like Mozart and mm-hmm. Einstein, those would have been the people that they would have said that were highly ADHD, right? But these are people that
uh-huh.
are amazing painters and builders and inventors. And I believe that we've become so focused on diagnosis and, you know, sometimes
uh-huh.
the Bible says, you know, you speak life or death. Your tongue speaks life or death.
Uh-huh.
And so when you say that this is, I'm going to claim this sickness, or I'm going to claim this diagnosis, beauty, because most children that have special needs, they are very highly intelligent. Either their IQs are high. They may be excellent and excel in music. There's something that is very special about them, you know. But
uh-huh.
what's happening that, in my experience, these children are now feeling hopeless because they feel like nobody understands. And
uh-huh.
as a parent, I can admit, I didn't understand. I did not get
right.
it because I listened to the outside voices, and it took that moment for him to show and prove to me that that's not who he is.
Uh-huh.
And ever since
uh-huh.
then, he's excelled. The school's accepted him. His suspension rate is low. Everything has dropped tremendously, and we've been able to help parents all over the world.
Amen. You know, this is beautiful because you said you're not that diagnosis, and so many people have been, even as adults, diagnosed with something. But if you
yes.
know, shift your mindset to understand that you're not that diagnosis, then you can see things
yes.
differently, and you can come out of that cloud or that place of hopelessness, so to speak.
That's right. And see, and that's where the enemy wants us to be. He wants us to believe that lie that we cannot be. And, you know, I hate to even bring it up, but we have to really face the issues. We have all these school shootings going on and everything that's happening. And everybody's standing up for stop the violence, no gun violence. But there's one thing that I have noticed in this whole situation with all these shootings that are going on, that if you see most of the interviews and you ask the other students, were you aware that this child was going to do this? Were you aware of that? Everybody says no. So what does that tell me? That tells me that people are voiceless. They're not speaking up. They're scared to share what's inside of them. And when you have a child
uh-huh.
that has a mental illness or anything and they feel like they don't have an outlet to talk, these situations are a replica of the
uh-huh.
voiceless. It is a replica
uh-huh.
of not being heard. And it's not an excuse. I want to clear the airway. It's not an excuse because some things are just not, you know, just not humanly right. However,
uh-huh.
we have to start listening to the cry of our silent children. When they are silent, we have to pull the voices out of them to be able to speak. Because if we don't, like you said, they will get in a dark place because us as adults, we do the same thing. Imagine being depressed and imagine being a 7-year-old not knowing how to deal with depression or not even knowing what it is.
Uh-huh.
Not even knowing what it is. So in order to stop violence, to stop hate on hate crime, we have to begin
uh-huh.
to listen. And that's
uh-huh.
what God is challenging me with today. You know, you can't be extraordinary unless you listen to him. To
uh-huh.
listen to God. And God, he's going to show you. He'll show you everything around. As long as you ask him, he will show you how to deal with it. So if there's any listeners on this line, if you are a mother, a friend, a brother, a teacher, and you've been praying for somebody that you think there's no change for, there is change, but I just encourage you to ask God to show you first how to be that change to that person, how to listen to them, to that small voice that no one wants to listen to.
I love it.
And I just get so passionate. I tell you, I can be in tears right now. I'm so passionate about this. Yes.
Yes. And it shows. It definitely shows. That's why I asked my guests to introduce themselves, because when you're passionate about what you do, you're walking in your purpose, it exudes from your pores. And so that's why
yes.
I always have people introduce yourself, you know. Yes, I love it. So we have so many people that have gotten to this place of complacency and just become common and ordinary and just kind of just stuck because they have, you know, lost their voice. And I know you've seen this quite often as a community activist. What would you say to that person that was stuck in that place of ordinary and they're like, you know what, you're talking to me and I need to rise up? What would you say to that person, Reggie?
Well, I would say definitely the word speaks that iron sharpens iron. And I can tell you when I was in a situation coming out of domestic violence, and I know this is a whole nother curveball, but I know I'm speaking to somebody right now. When I went through a 7-year abusive relationship and came out of that, I couldn't come out of that situation alone. It took people around me. It took a congregation of soldiers who said, we will not allow this to no longer happen to you. And what I found was that my iron was dull. I was sharp. I was not sharpened the way I should have been sharpened because I was tore down from the core. But once I got around those people who had the strength, who were not fearful of protecting me and helping me, and who cared about my inner being as much as my outer being, then I was able to be sharpened. And so if you're that person who feels like you're stuck and feel like you can't get out of a situation, can't is not a word for you. It's not a possibility. The word for you is I will, because you are a mighty conqueror through him. And that, like I said, if you, strong team, sometimes it may take one or two people. Plug yourself in and listen to them. You will find yourself getting out that situation. It may not be overnight. You know, it tickles me when I was leaving my situation. Everybody said, you know, you're not going to leave him, or, you know, we know this is not going to happen. And, you know, but my mom said, you're going to know when you're ready. And you can't stop it when you're ready. And so when that time came and I dropped everything that I had, I knew it was over. Mm-hmm. I knew it was over. But I had people who had open arms to uplift me.
Amen. Amen. You had that village that was positive and speaking life into you instead of death.
Yes. The power of the tongue spoke life and not death. And I had to believe it to receive it. Had to believe it.
Yes.
Can't do it without them. We can't do it without them. If you don't know God for yourself, you got to know him.
That is so true, so true. Now, Audrey, you've had a lot of historic moments. You actually made history as the first African-American female to be crowned as Young American Star. What was that feeling like? Because that was definitely something extraordinary, even at a younger age.
Yes, that's something that definitely set the tone for my life, even at 35. And that was an amazing experience because when I lived in Seattle, it was primarily Caucasian. Mm-hmm. And mixed culture, and so I felt at the time I was forced into pageants led by my mother. However, it taught me a lot of things, and when I won that crown, I was the only African-American in that pageant. That gave me a self-confidence that carried me for the rest of my life because dark skin was not accepted at that time, and like I said, it was an amazing accomplishment. And since then, this is why I do fashion shows and I do things now, because I know that it inspires. For somebody to look at you and say, you are beautiful, inspires you, and it will carry you for the rest of your life.
It does. Especially being the only black. I didn't realize you were the only black in that pageant.
Yes, I was the only black in that pageant. Yes, and I even fell on stage. And I still won. Yes, I did. They had me in the big old basket hoop underneath my dress, and I never wore one before. I was actually, and I want to share something in that moment. At that time, it cost almost $700 to be in that pageant. My mother did not have the funds, so I went door to door asking for sponsorships for somebody to help me. And the community helped me, and I was able to buy a basket and a dress to wear to that pageant. So I worked hard for it, and I knew what it would mean to accomplish that. And I really didn't have the hopes of winning, but I had the hopes of being a part. And I walked away with that crown, and ever since then I've won 3 or 4 national pageants, and I've traveled all over the world modeling and training and coaching.
Love it, love it, love it, absolutely love it. I tell you. So you're also an entrepreneur, and so you can tell that your light radiates wherever you go. It's just apparent because that's who you are. But what would you say as an entrepreneur to the person that's listening, who that's what their desire is, to be an entrepreneur, whether they're young or they're old? Because what I tell people is, regardless of your age, you can still do something new. If you got breath in your body, there's something for you to do in this life. So what would you say to that new aspiring entrepreneur?
Well, I actually have a Step Businesswoman Network. It's a network. And I'm also the host of my own radio show, which is called The Born and Lady Step Businesswoman Network on 99.1 FM. And what entrepreneurship means to me, it means liberation. It means to live a life that God would have for you. There is a liberty in owning your own business. It's not easy. It's not cut out for everybody. But I can tell you one thing. Had I listened and started at a younger age, I feel like I would be way further. We have to start teaching business to that person that wonders if this is for you or not for you. It takes 3 to 5 years to even know if you're going to be sustainable. You have to first just try. You have to try. Because when it comes to owning your own business, like I said, in the liberation, some of those things are you're able to set your own hours. If you have children that are sick, you're able to go attend to them. You don't have to worry about, you know, do you have to ask your boss or what have you. You're able to employ other people. You're able to, you know, be a part of economical development. There are so many things that God will have for you and will begin to open up doors. And this is the thing. You can start small. You know, some people that I coach, they say, I want to open a shoe store or a restaurant. But guess what? That one person, like you said in your advertisement, that's starting paparazzi or starting some type of makeup line or something small, guess what? It could be a billion-dollar company in the next couple years. But you have to start somewhere. So entrepreneurship is extraordinary. It's liberating and it's extraordinary.
Yes.
To have it in 2018.
I'm telling you, that is so true. That is so true.
Yes.
Now, do you have any upcoming events centered around some of the things that you are doing with the program?
Yes, we do. We actually have 3 events. One of them right now is, first one is sort of closed in because it's a paint pal thing. We have a paint party for our young people that do have ADHD on March the 31st. And we do have room for a couple more paint pals to be able to canvas with our children. That's at 3 o'clock. And those paintings will be auctioned off at our pre-charity event at the Ordinary People Society, and that's at 805 North Lena Street in our Evergreen Plaza. That will take place on April the 7th, and that will be at 3 o'clock, hosted by our fantastic Natasha Scott. And you'll have some it's a night of expression for children that are ADHD, and we will be saluting them and honoring them at that time. And that's only $10 for a donation for that evening, and it's a full meal. We are excited. We're going into the actual fashion show, which will be on April 14th, Midland City, downtown Midland City. We will be blocking off the whole street, and our models walk almost a half a block runway. So they're going to be strutting it. They're going to be strutting it down. And, you know, it's going to be a fabulous evening that's hosted by Gigi. We have Marcus Cage, who is on 93.1 FM, who will be DJing. And we got an ending finale surprise. I'm going to save it for y'all. But it's going to be something really hot. That's going to be on April 14th. That is actually free to the public. So, and if you want VIP tickets, you can get on eventbrite.com, and that's $25 for the VIP tickets.
Okay.
And that's the flyer that you sent me, and I posted it inside of our event as well. So, yes, ma'am, I tell you, this is some exciting stuff coming. I love the Paint Pals event. I mean, the Paint Pals concept. I love that. It's beautiful.
Yes. And that, like I said, that, and I'm so glad you're fired by Judah, inspired by my son. Everything that we do with ADHD Initiative is inspired by him. So he's got some, he loves to paint, and we're going to take some kids with us, and we're going to paint. That's what we're going to do.
All right. I have a question that has come from one of our listeners, and we were talking about entrepreneurship. And so the person is asking, what if they are rebranding? So they've been in business, but now they're rebranding, kind of relaunching, rebranding. What would you say to that person?
Yes. Yeah, well, rebranding is awesome. You know, I went through a situation now where I'm becoming incorporated in my business and going to have to rebrand. Sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board. You know, everything that you start off with isn't always going to be to lead you to that next level, because business is always evolving. So when it comes to rebranding yourself, this is something that you should be looking at, you know, at least every 5 to 7 years. It doesn't mean that you have to change your name like I did, because with that incorporated, there comes, it's a different status or what have you, or whether you're forming an LLC. But even if you're just changing your logo or changing your look or whatever it is, it's important that you keep up with time. It's very important because marketing is one of the biggest keys right now. And if you're not branding, if your branding is not bringing in the earning potential that you are looking to have, it's time to rebrand. So that you're in a great spot to be thinking and considering about rebranding. But just remember, you want to make sure that everybody that's used to your current brand, that they come along with you and that they don't get lost in the trenches.
That's right. Great advice. So, listener that sent that over to me, I hope that you were able to gain that knowledge and wisdom that she just shared with us, because that was great information. Great information. So, what do you have, anything that's on your heart that you want to share with the listeners tonight, whether it's part of your, you know, what is on your heart?
Well, you know, I just, like I said, I want to thank you, first of all, once again, for having me on the show. What's on my heart is, you know, let's love each other. Let's be passionate about what God has called us to do, and let's not be ashamed of it. And let's love each other. You know, we are losing people every day by the masses. And, you know, I see everybody, I see some losses, and there has been broken relationships and heartbreak. And, you know, it's time to release our baggage. It's time to release our past and start to forgive so that we can move on. You know, we spoke about entrepreneurship and being able to grow. Guess what? Our businesses only grow as much as we grow internally. You know, our initiatives, anything that you do and put your hands to, only grows as much as you grow internally. So I'm just encouraging you, if you are upset or angry with somebody, go to your brother and let them know they offended you. No matter what reaction you get, let them know that you forgive them wholeheartedly. Start to heal. Start to begin a new life, because guess what? It's here for you. It's tangible. It's nothing. And that's another thing I want to talk about before I go. You know, if you've been church hurt and you feel like there's nobody that cares about you, guess what? Get in your alone time and get in your quiet time and ask God to bring the right people around you. You cannot be dormant and be by yourself. You have to have people that surround you to uplift you. Just protect your heart, your mind, and your spirit, and allow God to take care of the rest.
I love it. You know, it's funny that you talked about love. We're doing a love challenge with my church. My apostles are doing a love challenge currently. And in the love challenge, it was like, who can show the most love? Not fabricated, who can show the most love? One of them said, I want to be the best lover in the church. That's to show the love of God in and out, day in and day out. And they started this thing last week, and I'm telling you, the people have been so receptive to it, and we're posting things online.
Amen.
Just showing love to everybody because it's so needed in this hour.
Amen, amen, amen. It's so needed in this hour. It's so needed in this hour. And that's a great thing that you guys are doing that. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yes, ma'am. I love what you just said. You said release your past, forgive, and move on. Release,
that's
forgive,
right.
And move on. And because here's the thing I say all the time, Regisa. I said, you can't hold on to something and keep moving forward when you're looking backwards. You can't.
There you go. There you go.
So
there you go.
God,
and it's hard. It's hard. And for anyone to tell you that it's not hard, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's hard to break free of the things that we're used to. You know, my husband told me when we first met, he said, you know what, it's easy to get in a relationship, but it's the detachment part that's hard to release. And that goes for anything that you're attached to. Detachment is hard.
Uh-huh.
If it took you 7 years to put on an extra 40 pounds, it's not going to take overnight to get rid of those pounds. It's not going to take overnight. And the detachment from what we're used to, our eating habits, our lifestyle, everything, that it breaks us. But guess what? It's a good spot to be because, as we remember, Jesus' body was broken. Anytime we break, we're growing. There's a point of resurrection, and we have to allow that time to come and know that it's going to come. Even though you're breaking, God is going to rise you. And when that time comes, you can't be broken again. You cannot be broken again because you have now found your foundation and you found your purpose. And that's going to allow you to bring other people out.
Amen.
It's going to bring other people out. Amen.
Amen. You know, you just, girl, you're speaking and you don't realize how much you're speaking tonight. our intercessory session, we're talking, and one of the words that was released was there was a resuscitation that was happening in the spirit. And I tell you, you know, some things that people thought were dead is being resurrected. So these people who are rebranding, you know, they need to see that resurrection as a way of God resuscitating life back into your brand, back into your life, you know, back into
That's
your
right.
family life, whatever it is that you need him to resuscitate and resurrect, you know, because we got the power and authority to call it what we want it to be. Amen.
That's right. That's right. Amen. He breathes new life in you. He breathes new life. And this is the beautiful thing about it. It's not just print in a book. It's not just overheard scriptures and generational scriptures. This is your own relationship, knowing that God is ahead of you. You have to know that God is ahead of you. And no matter if you fall 101 times, he is still there waiting for you. He's not going to throw you away like everybody else. He doesn't disbelieve anything that you say. He trusts you because guess what? He trusts what he put in you. He's not going to throw away the very thing that he made. And so once we really begin to receive that and believe it despite of what anybody says, and I can tell you an experience of being an entrepreneur and the walk that I walk, I face a lot of different things. I face a lot of different obstacles. But when I get in my house and I find peace and I ask God, is he pleased with me? Then guess what? None of that matters. None of that matters because my walk is not going to look like everybody else's walk. And guess what? I don't want it to look like everybody else's walk. I want it to look like the walk that he wants me to have.
Amen.
And even in my faults, and I'm sure that you can testify, you can help somebody else. And sometimes y'all got to come out that fault together. Sometimes you come out that fault together, but you got to be transparent. You got to be transparent.
You just said a key word, transparent. So many people don't want to be transparent. Their transparency is deliverance for that next person, but sometimes they're, well, I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed. Really, that's a trick of the enemy to keep you bound or to keep someone else bound.
There you go. That's the trick of the enemy. I can remember, and like I said, I could talk to y'all all day about this, but it's real. When I had an abortion for my first son, I had an abortion. Well, when I had my first son, but I had an abortion, And I fought against everything that was in me when I was a teenager, and that occurred. And I had a second abortion. And this is something that God delivered me from to be even to share today. And I don't know who I'm speaking to, but when I went through a second time, I got pregnant again a year after. But at the second time when I got pregnant, I was in the church. And I was so ashamed. I was so embarrassed that I had been celibate for 4 years. And I go out and meet this handsome guy, and here I am pregnant again, that I would throw my child away. God gave me another son. He said he wasn't done with me yet. And I asked myself, I said, God, why am I pregnant again? Why? And God gave me the most beautiful son. He kept trying to give me my son. And I wasn't taking him. And I wasn't receiving him. Even though the act was out of his will, even though I was not married and I was in the church, it was not in his will. God said he was not the problem. He's the blessing. The sin, you have to separate the sin from the blessing. And now that I look back, all that shame that I had, I can't even fathom, because God has made my son such a beautiful image of him. It is amazing. He's full of the Holy Spirit. He preaches. He leads his brothers and sisters. He's probably going to lead me. But I would have never seen it if I would have kept having abortions after abortions after abortions. And I gave it to God. And God allowed me to go back and have a ceremony for the children that I aborted. Wow. Not something that can be just taught. This is life. This is life. This is what we all go through on a day. The dark secrets and the transparency that we talked about, the ADHD, having children with mental illnesses, the domestic violence in relationships, the abortions, the not telling the truth, the depression. This is what God wants to deliver us from so that we can be extraordinary.
Right. Right.
You have to want that liberation. That's the only way you're going to make it into the kingdom.
That's right. Right. Liberation. Yes, in him. Amen. How can we follow you, Leticia? How can the listeners follow you, things of that nature? Because you're in Maryland, right? No,
yes.
Alabama.
Yes, I'm in Alabama.
Okay.
I'm in Alabama. You can follow me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can look up Leticia Rod. That's my name. Also, the Ordinary People Society. We do have a page for ADHD Isn't Me, 93.1 FM. But normally, if you type in Rod Leticia or Leticia Rod, you'll find me either on Instagram or you will find me also on Facebook as well. I do have a website for Step Business Women Network. That's stbwn.org. stbwn.org. If you're interested in entrepreneurship and you just need a support team, contact me, send me a message, and I will get right to you as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. We truly, truly appreciate you tonight for being a blessing and sharing your gifts with us tonight.
Amen. Well, I thank you for having me, and I look forward to supporting your work and continuously seeing you grow.
Thank you again, and we look forward to having you back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you and all the listeners.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Guys, if any of you missed any of this phenomenal interview, I tell you, you have to go back and listen to the recording. We have covered so much tonight, talking about understanding who you are, understanding that it's all about being released and forgiving people who have tried to hold you captive and moving forward in the things that God called you to, because you weren't created to be ordinary. You were created to be extraordinary, and that's who God called you to be. So no more hiding. It's time to move forth in the things that he's calling you to do and calling you to be. There is someone out there waiting on you to get in position. There's someone out there waiting on you to speak life over them, because you've walked that walk. You've walked in those shoes, and they need to know that it's doable because you've done it. So no more hiding in the shadows. It's time for you to do what God is calling you to do in this hour. We're so excited about everything that God is doing. Thank you again, Ms. Rodricia Rosa, who is here helping us understand that we're extraordinary, not ordinary tonight. Guys, the 21-day mind detox, we did reschedule. for April the 10th. So the 21-Day Mind Detox book that I have written, it's the e-book. It's a devotion, a 21-day devotion. It will be released on April the 10th. So make sure you go out there. It's only going to be 99 cents out on Amazon. So make sure you go out and support, please. We are going for Amazon bestseller same day that it is released. I tell you that when we did that detox last month, that was not something that I chose to do. It was something that got birthed from me just doing that in that interview with my apostle. So it is time for us to walk in the things of God and understanding that it's not about what you think you're going to do. It's not about what you plan to do, but it's about being still and listening, listening to his voice to direct you, because there is someone waiting. Waiting for you to release whatever it is he's giving you to do so. So, guys, I will be back. Well, we will be back next week, same time, same place on Friday Inspire, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Make sure that you love intentionally, speak life and not death, and be intentional about your words and everything that you do in this hour, because God is doing great manifestation in the earth. I love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.